Hi friend, how are you? Welcome back. I'm so glad you're with me today. First, I wanted to share some super exciting news in my life. I have become a grandma. I have a brand new baby grandson. His name is Lucas, and he is the sweetest thing ever. And I am so excited to become a grandma for the first time ever. So I'm so excited to share that with you. I love him. He's the sweetest thing ever. And I just wanted to share that exciting news with you because I am just over the moon. All right, let's dive in to today's episode. I have a great episode that's going to save you more money at the grocery store, and really not just on groceries. So we're gonna touch on a variety of items to buy. We're talking about what items are commonly found in the clearance sections. This will save you a lot of money by knowing what you can commonly find on clearance that is greatly marked down to save your family so much money and to plan around these items. By knowing what is marked down regularly, you can plan accordingly and never pay full price for these items again. And at the end, I'm going to share a few tips to really maximize these items for your budget. Welcome to Frugal Living for Families. Are you ready to help your family thrive, not just survive, on a single income? If so, you are in the right place. Together, we are going to save money, learn to be thrifty, budget the easy way, lower expenses, and work toward becoming debt-free. Hi, my name is Mandy Lewis, and I cannot wait to help you care well for your family, find peace, and change your family's financial future. So, reach your hand into those crumb-infested couch cushions, grab those loose quarters, and let's get saving. Hey, did you know that we have an awesome Facebook group community? It's absolutely free, and I would love to have you come join us. We are an amazing group of women who just want to share ideas, tips, tricks, things that have worked for you and your family to help you save money, get out of debt, build up savings, become a stay-at-home mom if that is your dream, just any way to save money and help our families live more frugally, more simply, you name it. We'd love to have you over there. It's a fun group of women. So come over to facebook.com/groups/frugal living for families, or if you just search on Facebook for the group Frugal Living for Families and come join us. All right, let's get in. We're going to start with groceries. So in the produce section, typically there are a couple areas for markdowns, and one is the produce clearance rack. Often there's a clearance rack somewhere where the produce that is not quite as perfect gets placed and it is greatly marked down. So some of the items I commonly see over and over and over again are apples, oranges, and bananas. So if you like those items for fruit, you can watch your clearance rack and often find those at a great price, especially if you have a larger family like I do, and you can go through several apples in one day just by each person in the family having one. Now these items are on their way out of freshness, so you don't want to buy too many that will go bad. They are a great stock-up item if you have other ways to use them up by cooking them up, freezing them, canning them, and dehydrating them. So if you know some ways to preserve food longer, then by all means, buy extra and do that. And then in our produce area, there are also those refrigerated produce aisles. You know what I'm talking about with the cut up fruit, the salad mixes, things like that, that have to stay colder. So the clearance items I always, almost always see in these areas are fruit and veggie trays. Any of the cut up and prepared fruits and vegetables, that they are going to go bad sooner. So they have expiration dates placed on them. And often you can get a whole huge veggie tray or a fruit tray for much less. And those are great to snack on and pack for lunches, even cut up and use in soups and stir fries for easy dinner. Also, those little snack packs you may have seen with the sliced apple slices, sometimes they have almonds in them, or little cubes of cheese. Those little snack packs are often marked down. Guacamole is another one that tends to not stay fresh as long, so they mark down those. Look for a variety of different brands. You could have the store's own prepared guacamole, but also some of the other brands. I see those marked down quite a bit as well. Another one that I see marked down almost every single time is salad mixes and the bagged and container lettuces. So these are the salad mixes are the ones that come with the dressing packets and the toppings. It's a whole salad kit and you dump it all into a bowl and mix it all up. Those are marked down a lot. You can find different varieties for changing things up. And then also though, the bagged lettuces, like special, like baby arugula, for example, or a bag of spinach or romaine, or even the salad mixes like the 50-50 blends, the spring mix, all of those different lettuces have pretty quick expiration dates and they are great to find marked down almost all the time. And I tend to stock up when I find good deals on those because I actually freeze them in individual portions that I throw in my smoothies. And then the last produce item I tend to see marked down quite a bit is mushrooms. Whether they're the whole mushrooms or sliced, I don't see them as often as the salad mixes, for example, but pretty regularly I can find marked down mushrooms and they still last quite a bit after I have purchased them. All right, another section of your store that you can find markdowns a lot is the deli area. So anything that the deli has prepared that didn't sell the day before often gets marked down. So a lot of times that is the chicken strips they have in the hot area or chicken wings, even the whole chickens, they will refrigerate them and put them into the markdown section. I also find the cold salads that they have prepared behind the counter, they will put into a little containers, and as those expiration dates come up, they will mark those down for quick sale. Those make for great easy lunches and dinner side items. Potato salads, macaroni salads, I often see those marked down, even the prepared containers of soup. And if you have any of those heat and eat type meals, like Home Chef is what we have in our store. We have Fred Meyer, which is owned by Kroger. So the Home Chef heat and eat meals, those are often marked down as well on clearance. And their refrigerated pizzas is another one. You can also find hummus varieties and some of the specialty cheeses marked down pretty often as well. All right, so bakery items and also bread aisle items, I'm combining them, they're similar products, but the bakery items may be located, their clearance rack might be in a different area. In our store, the bread aisle is marked down and left right there, and the bakery items are on a special rack. So check out and find where those clearance items are. But some of the really common markdown items that I can find almost all the time are those containers of cookies in the bakery, rolls, the loaves of bread like French bread, sourdough, the baguettes, muffins and donuts, the bakery donuts, as well as some of them on the bread aisle can be the little store brand tiny donuts, like kind of like the Hostess donuts or the Little Debbie, but they are the store brand. I see those marked down quite a bit. Even bakery cakes you can get last minute. If you have a party and a cake would feed a lot of people, and sometimes it's just a fun surprise for your kids to bring home a cake and have it for dessert. And then also on the bread aisle, I often see the cinnamon bread and like those flavored breads, the cinnamon raisin, those are often marked down, as well as the gluten-free bread products and the keto bread products, as they tend to have a shorter shelf life, so they get marked down much more quickly. All right, now even in my store, the frozen department will have some clearance items, not all the time, but pretty often, enough to mention it here. And the few items I see pretty regularly in those are ice creams. There are seasonal varieties they tend to mark down, eggnog and pumpkin, for example, any flavors they are discontinuing. And I often see non-dairy, the little small pints of the different non-dairy brands that they may be getting rid of those brands. I also see the single entree meals, the frozen meals. A lot of times there are certain brands that aren't as common and they may be getting rid of certain brands that they're no longer going to carry, and they'll put those meals in there too. I've even seen snack items that are frozen, like chicken nuggets and corn dogs, for example. Occasionally I'll see those marked down, but don't bet on finding those all the time. All right, the next up is refrigerated dairy aisle. So what I commonly see marked down is things like yogurts. Check all the brands. There are different brands that will be coming up on expiration, so you can sometimes find a whole lot of markdowns of one brand, and the next time you go, it's a different brand of yogurt. Prepared dips like the onion dip and the ranch dips. Anything that's a refrigerated bread item. Sometimes there are certain English muffins or tortillas that are kept in the refrigerated aisles, and those tend to be on clearance in my area often. Milk and non-dairy milks I often see marked down, especially the lower fat varieties like non-fat, skim milk, 1%, for example. Check creamers. If you like creamer in your coffee or your tea, creamers are occasionally marked down, as well as I often see sour cream and cottage cheese on markdown as well. And then last but not least in this area is those tubes of the refrigerated biscuits, crescent rolls, pizza dough, you know what I mean, cinnamon rolls. All right, let's talk about the non-perishable clearance items, clearance food items that I see. So these are actual food items that are non-perishable, but they are often marked down. Could be brands they are no longer going to carry, but sometimes these items are just getting close on their expiration, or maybe it's a seasonal flavor. So they commonly are marking down non-perishables as well. The types of non-perishable foods I see very often marked down, so look for these if you need these items. Pet food and treats, so for dogs and cats, I see those often. They're going to be different every time, so a lot of times with pet food, you don't want to be changing up their food, but perhaps they are clearancing out something that your pet actually uses on a regular basis. Baby food and formula is another type of food that I see often marked down. If you need a certain type of formula, you can check there often. Baby food, if you like a variety of brands and flavors for your baby, you can find this pretty often as well. Another common item that I find a lot, and it's going to vary, but it is like things like condiments. So it could be barbecue sauces, it could be salad dressings, flavored mayos. A lot of times there are certain flavor profiles within sauces that they're getting rid of, or they just have too much of one and they need space, so they're clearing out half of that flavor. It could be a flavor that didn't sell well, and maybe it's something that your family really enjoys or you've always wanted to try but didn't want to pay the prices. All right, another common one is baking items. So I see these on clearance all the time. If you are willing to have seasonal colors or flavors, or just change up and be spontaneous with the baking items that you choose, you can find these marked down a lot. These can include pie crusts, sprinkles, baking mixes of all kinds. Anything that was a seasonal color, after every holiday, you will find those aplenty in your clearance section. Candy is another one that gets marked down as well, because after every holiday season, they have an abundance of something that, after Valentine's, for example, all the red and pink candy that was special for Valentine's Day now no longer applies. They don't want it on their shelves. They have to mark it down. So M&Ms, for example, they're perfectly good. Their expiration date is still a long ways out, but they are not going to sell those items any longer, so they mark them down greatly. I also see snack foods all the time. So they will mark down bags of tortilla chips, popcorn that's already prepared. A lot of times there are maybe off brands or healthier type varieties of veggie straws, for example, or chips or pretzels. All of those kinds of snack foods I see marked down a lot. Granola bars is another one. Wine is another one I see marked down, and sparkling flavored waters, as well as coffee and tea. A lot of times there are certain seasonal flavors for coffee and tea, or just flavors of coffee that they are no longer going to carry of certain brands. Now, another area is spices. So these could be just containers of spices. They could be spice mixes, for example, that are like a chicken, poultry, blend or, you know, whatever, a grilling blend. Also, seasoning packets is another one that I see pretty often. Canned food is another one I see often, but really be careful with canned food. It may be because it's close to expiration, but more commonly it's because the can is dented, which can cause some health problems. It can cause toxins to leach into the food. It can also cause you to open up the can and find that it has spoiled. So really be careful with dented cans. I steer away from them for our family. All right, let's talk about non-food items because I see a lot of non-food items marked down as well. These are going to apply to your grocery store, some of them, and some of them will be more at a department store in your area or even at a home improvement store as well. So what non-food items do I see pretty often? Things like shampoo and conditioner, face creams or moisturizers, makeup, a lot of different cosmetic colors, sunscreen, bug spray, vitamins and supplements. You can often get specialty vitamin items. First aid supplies. I've seen a solution for contact lenses, soaps, whether it's bars or hand soaps, body wash. And then of course you have a lot of seasonal items that you're going to see marked down after each appropriate season. So things like barbecue briquettes, things for picnic items. Think back to school time, the stuff that they have for back to school, like supplies, and also things like you would prepare for a college dorm room. So bedding, laundry hampers, little garbage cans, all kinds of things that you would need for a dorm room, or any kind of out of season clothing, out of season shoes. And a lot of times they mark those down as out of season before the season is ever over, quite a bit before, because they tend to bring in next season way early. So look for those markdowns while you may still be in that season for clothes and shoes. Gardening supplies. Last week I had a whole episode about gardening. So at the end of a gardening season as well is a great time to find and stock up on tools, things you might need for the next year. Holiday merchandise is another seasonal thing. So anything and everything that you know they carry for a holiday is going to be marked down on clearance as soon as that holiday is over. This could be clothing, this could be Halloween costumes, this could be seasonal scents like candles that are in pumpkin spice or Christmas pine trees and cinnamon apple, anything that is fall or winter. And they're moving on to spring and summer, they're going to change out the scents. Same as when they move into the fall, anything that is a summery type of a scent, they're marking that down. And then I also often see marked down home decor. So if there's something you're looking at sprucing up in your home and you want to pay a lot less, you can find clearance items marked down in the home decor areas, and also toys. Check often for toys, the home decor, the toys, the clothing, etc. Think about those items ahead for gifts for people, for loved ones, for kids, for next year's sizing. If you have kids that keep growing like I do, look for things that you can get ahead of time that will save you money at the time that you will need those items. Just make sure you have a designated place in your home to put them so that you will remember that you have them. And also kitchen appliances and kitchen tools and gadgets. All right, meat department. If you purchase meat, or even if you purchase the imitation meat products that are sold in the meat section, these are the items I see marked down often. I see ground beef marked down pretty often. And I see a variety of steaks, roasts, pork chops, larger cuts of meat like the roasts and briskets, things that may not sell quite as often or to a larger percentage of the population. A lot of times the meats that have been flavored, maybe they are marinating or they are hamburger patties that are cheddar jalapeno, for example. And you'll often find when there is a huge sale on a certain meat product, like chicken breast, for example, after that sale is over, any abundance they have, they may mark those down for quick sale as well. All right, let's get into a few tips just to help you really maximize the clearance sections and to take advantage of these to save you the most money possible. One, you want to check the clearance sections every time you're in the store. And this really applies especially for the food clearance items. So mark them down typically Monday through Friday. Every day they are doing markdowns, not as much on the weekends, but some of the perishable food items they do mark down even on the weekends. So you will have new products to choose from every single day. Check morning to about midday. Go maybe around 11 a.m., noon, 10 a.m., play around with it and see when you find the largest selection of markdown items. Okay, so the next tip is to stock up on something if you will use a lot of it. If you won't use very much, it doesn't matter how marked down it is, don't buy more than you know that you will use up. Otherwise, it is just still wasting money, even though it was a great deal. Check expiration dates so you know how much you can stock up on something. Another favorite thing we do in our family is we plan our meals accordingly around what I was able to find on the clearance. I recommend always meal planning and knowing what you're going to be making, but allow some wiggle room if you found a great deal on something, add that in as next night's dinner, for example, or get creative and change up what you're going to have as a side dish. Maybe you found a great deal on salad and you're adding salad to dinner that night instead of opening a can of baked beans, if that was your plan, for example, or a box of rice, flavored rice mix. Be willing to try lesser known brands or even brands that you know, but maybe flavor profiles that are going out of stock. They are no longer going to be carrying them. Being flexible with your brands and the items you choose will allow you to have more deals you can take advantage of. Make sure you're storing your food in the best temperatures for each item so that you are getting the longest shelf life possible. Use up what is going bad first within your refrigerator. Have things identified clearly so you know exactly what to use up and in what order. Get to know your store's most commonly marked down items so that you never have to pay full price on those items again. You'll get a flow of how often these things get marked down, how much of each item gets marked down, and that will help you in determining how much to stock up on something. Make sure you are budgeting for these clearance items as well. These have to still fit in your budget or you're going to blow your budget. But by getting used to purchasing more of your items on clearance, you're going to stretch your budgeted dollars for groceries, for gifts, for clothing that much further. If you aren't sure you're going to use up something in time, do not buy it at all. You will just be wasting money, and that is not what this is about. This is about saving money, stretching your dollars. If you aren't 100% sure you will use it up, don't buy it. Don't break your budget. Don't go into debt for markdown items. Do your best, little by little, stock up on things, and eventually you will get to where you'll have a rhythm and be able to purchase more and more of your budget with clearance item. So I hope this blesses you. I hope you are able to save a lot of money by applying these tips and knowing what to look for, but get to know your markdowns. Your area may have markdowns that my area does not see. So get to know what those are and make good use of your markdown and clearance sections within your local stores. Thank you for being here with me today. If this would bless somebody else that you know, would you please share it with them? I would love to bless as many families as I can and just help you save money and your loved ones too. Take care. I will talk with you next time. Blessings to your family.